Over the past couple of years, many retired professional football players have clashed with current players over pension and disability payments that the retirees have criticized as unfairly low, if they qualify for them at all. In an effort to increase awareness of their plight, today that group announced a partnership with the U.S. Military Special Operations Community. The partnership will share in joint fundraising efforts for the former players and for the group that pays for scholarships for the children of U.S. Special Forces killed in action. Retired Air Force Colonel John Carney describes how the military program began.
Take you back a little bit in history in 1980 when we went over to try to rescue the hostages in Iran, that place called Desert One. We had a terrible accident and we lost 8 special operations personnel, 3 young Marines in the back of the helicopter, and 5 crewmen up in the cockpit of the C-130. Between those 8 losses, they left behind 17 children. And we literally passed the hat after we got out of the desert that night and decided what we would do is put those children through 4 years of college. Room, book, board, tuition, expenses, wherever they want to go.
Colonel Carney said 119 such children are currently enrolled in colleges across the country, and the Special Forces Warrior Foundation is committed to paying for the college education for 750 such kids. Stephanie Montos was in attendance. She attended USF as a beneficiary of the program.
I know a lot of people have never heard of the Warrior Foundation, and they're doing great things, and I'm honored today to be here to speak on behalf of the hundreds of children who, like me, have lost a parent. Thank you.
The Warrior Foundation and the former NFL players group, called Gridiron Greats, will host a number of events in Tampa days before the Super Bowl in late January. The Gridiron Greats is led by former NFL player, coach, and broadcaster Mike Ditka. The group tries to help out former players with health care and other related issues.
But the money that was taken in, the money that's been taken in over the last 2 years, basically we've given out about, I think Jennifer said about $800,000, $750,000 in aid. All kind of aid. Gang is silly. They're living in shelters. They got no food. They can't get medicine. How the hell can this happen? But it happens. So what I'm trying to say, it wasn't my idea, but it was the greatest idea in the world.
Joining Dick at the Hard Rock Seminole Cafe was over 20 former NFL players, many who played for the University of Florida or Florida State or with the Tampa Bay Bucks. Mark Royals is a former punter with the Buccaneers. He described why former players like him are angry about the current situation on evaluating whether they qualify for disability coverage.
There has to be a certain percentage of disability that you show in your body parts due to the injuries that you sustained to be deemed worthy of this disability. It's roughly 37%. I've come back 4 times at 36%, and they can give you up to 5% for pain, which I find that interesting to see how they can determine how much pain or discomfort or anything you have to deal with.
Royal said he has gone through the process 5 times now and has to wait 6 more months for his latest evaluation. He's certainly not alone. According to a 2005 Pittsburgh Post-Gazette study, of 3,500 players represented, barely 130 or less than 1% have earned full disability. Former Tampa Bay Buccaneer Eric Rett says he's had a number of concussions over the years.
And some memory losses where, you know, some days where my head hurts so bad, I really at one time did not know if I was going to make this event yesterday when I was flying up here because my head was hurting so bad, but just the constant migraines. And I've also been disapproved for the disability, but it's just, it makes it so hard knowing that you have to go to their private doctors and all they have to do is say, hey, well, he's fine or he can work, but they make it very difficult for the players. And hopefully with this program right here raising awareness and so many football players coming forth, hopefully things will start to change.
Over the years, there has been a building resentment amongst former NFL players led by Mike Ditka towards the National Football League's Players Association, formerly led by Gene Upshaw, who died earlier this year. Active players have yet to vote on a successor to him. Pat Mattson played 10 years in the NFL in the 1960s and 70s. He's had more than 30 operations since retiring 33 years ago. He blasted the NFL commissioner and the Players Association for indifference.
Roger Goodell and the National Football League Players Association, even though I am a member of that association, they really don't care about us older people. Well, I am an older people. But they don't really care about the old players, and that's the way they look at it. Gene Upshaw even stated when he was alive that I don't represent the old player. I represent the people that pay me, and that's the modern-day ball player, and that's who I'm fighting for.
WMNF asked Mike Dickett what his group would like to get from the Players Association.
The disability program in the National Football League is a farce, and anybody that denies that is a joke. Period. Now, whether they like that or not, that's the way it is. They'll hide behind ERISA law. They'll hide behind Social Security, whatever they want to hide behind. They'll hide behind it. The facts are the program does not work. It's an unfair program. It's administrated by people who are unfair to the former players who are asking for disability and help. Period.
However, the tide may be turning for the former players. On Monday, a jury in San Francisco found in favor of more than 2,000 retired NFL players and their class action lawsuit against the Players Association, awarding more than $28 million in damages. That was not involving with disability, but with licensing issues. Mike Dickett gave praise to the members of the U.S. military. He said he visited severely wounded troops on Veterans Day in Tampa and was moved by their situation. And former Chicago Bear Gale Sayers said he had been in Iraq in 2005 and said the injuries suffered by our troops are sanitized for the U.S. media.
You hear about the people who die over there. But you don't, and I don't think the government wants you to hear about the people that come back with no legs and no arms and no eyes. You know, they leave, they can hold their child, and they come back, now they can't hold them anymore. And so, you know, as Mike said, it's tough. It's very, very, you should all go visit a hospital. You know, it's very, very difficult. It really is.